Now, goals were absolutely key in the Kerry Hurling encounter with Kildare over the weekend. 2 goals and 20 points to 21 points. Kildare unbeaten in Allianz Division 2A. Saw off Kerry on Saturday in Newbridge. There for Radio Kerry Sport was Andrew Morrissey and Mike O'Halloran. Mike commentating, Andrew co-commentating, and Mike's with me on the line now to talk about where Kerry stands as we come to the business end of the Allianz Division 2 Hurling League. Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Was that the story? Kerry couldn't get the goals that they needed in this game.
Well, they couldn't get the goals they needed in this game, and I suppose in fairness, I think it's important to point out, I think, from the very start that people seem to think that Kildare are the Kildare of old. This is a very, very good Kildare team, and Kildare have been investing hugely in hurling in their county, and I think there's a small stat there that might show you how good they are. I think a couple of years ago, they only had 5 or 6 hurling, minor hurling clubs in the county. Now they have 16. So that'll tell you the progression that they have made. And you must also remember as well that Naas is a huge, huge town, and they went to the All-Ireland Intermediate Club Final against Kilmaile. So
yeah,
the Kildare that we spoke about 4 or 5, maybe 10 years ago is not the Kildare we see now, with huge investment and huge, and they have a brilliant, brilliant team. And the thing about that team is they're very good hurlers, they're very well conditioned, they're used to winning. And Kerry going up there, we said it, myself and Andrew said it at the very start of the season, the Offaly game is going to be vital, but the Kildare game was just as important as that. And yeah, so it proved on Sunday. Now, Kerry have presented themselves with hardly any goal chances apart from Derry in this campaign. But the 2 goals that Kildare got were quality. One of them was almost a full length of the field, but very, very crisp passing, running off the shoulder, driving hard into the Kerry defence and bang into the back of the net. So, like I said, we have to put in context the quality of Kildare. And I have an old bit of a Facebook page there talking about Kildare. That was a poor result. No, not in the context of how they are at the moment.
Well, they're unbeaten. I mean, they went on that period. They got a huge point from play from their keeper inside his own 45. And they went 7 unanswered points, 14 to 6 points ahead at half time. How much credit do Kerry deserve, though, for fighting back in the way that they did in the second half?
They fought back hugely in the second half, and they've got it within 5, I think, twice, maybe 3 times. And but then Kildare just showed their quality, kept the scoreboard ticking over, went up and got the 2 goals every time, just to bury the Kerry challenge each time, you know. And those 2 goals, like you said at the start,
every time Kerry asked questions, Kildare were able to respond.
They were. They were able to win primary possession, which Kerry weren't able to do at all on Saturday. And you know, I was very disappointed in Kerry in Munster. They're very, very fit. They're very, very committed. But their first touch seemed to let them down a bit in Newbridge. And in Newbridge, if your first touch isn't right, it's such a tight field, it's a short field. I don't know how many, we've lost count of how many sideline cuts were, which will show you how tight the field is. And Kerry, near the sidelines, were not able to control the ball as well as Kildare were. And they lost possession in those areas quite a bit. They're hostile. Look, Jerry, we have to take positives from everything. The bottom line is this: Kerry are in the semi-final. They're in a league semi-final. They have another chance to get to the final. Just suppose that they win the semi-final, they get to the final. That's an extra game they have coming up to the Joe McDonagh. And the Joe McDonagh is the Holy Grail. Kerry are going to stay up in the division. And an extra match against the likes of Kildare or Offaly, whoever's going to be in a final, if they can get there, will stand them in great stead.
It'll be massive. Next Sunday at 1 o'clock in Aston Stack Park against Down, how important is that game for them?
Well, it's a game probably now that they don't need to win any for the start, but it's a game that they can try out other guys, we'll say, who might have been coming back from injury. Like you said, Jason didn't start last Sunday, but he came on and made a huge difference. And you have to credit as well the likes of Diggins for maybe leading that Kerry comeback in the second half when he kind of shored up the half back line there and made a few good forays into the opposition. But like, I think Kerry have a chance now next Sunday to just relax maybe and get a nice win under their belt and get back a bit of confidence, and that which they will need for the semi-final, because the semi-final, I believe, is on the weekend after.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, look, Mike, we're out of time, but we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for going through the game for us, where things stand now for Kerry as they look to a semi-final of the league and the Joe McDonagh Cup to come. That's Mike O'Halloran there on commentaries for Weekend Sport, for Radio Kerry Sport in Newbridge with Andrew Morrissey on Saturday.